Primary Series, Version A. We begin with Mountain Pose. The benefits of Mountain Pose include improving your posture, strengthening your hips, thighs, knees, and ankles, as well as strengthening the bones in the lower body. It firms the abdominal and buttocks area and relieves sciatica. Release and move directly into half moon, moving to the right. The benefits of half moon include improving your blood circulation and the flexibility of the spine. It strengthens every muscle in your body's core, particularly in the abdominal region, and it strengthens the stomach, buttocks, hips, and thighs. It increases the flexation and strength in many of the muscles within your body. Releasing, coming up and over to the left, half moon. It helps to correct bad posture by realigning the spine. It increases the flexibility and strength in the entire body, from the feet all the way up through the fingertips. As you release, moving directly into tree pose, right side. The benefits of tree pose include improving your balance and the stability of your entire body. On a metaphysical level, it helps one to achieve balance in other aspects of your life. And it strengthens the ligaments and tendons in the lower body. And as you release, moving into tree on left side. Tree pose also assists the body in establishing pelvic stability. It strengthens and tones the entire standing leg up and through the buttocks. It strengthens the bones in your hips, legs, due to the weight-bearing nature of the pose. And it is known to build self-confidence and esteem. It also helps to improve your posture. Releasing tree pose, we move into Warrior Two on the right side. The benefits of Warrior Two pose include strengthening the hips, legs, ankles, and feet. It improves balance as well as stability. And it helps to relieve back aches, especially in the lower back. Warrior Two pose also builds stamina and concentration. And gently releasing this side, moving to Warrior Two on the left side. It builds strong bones, not only in the lower body, but also in the upper body, in the shoulder joints, as well as the arms, the wrists, and fingers. Warrior Two pose stretches the hips, groin, and shoulder area. Releasing our Warrior Two, we now come into Warrior Two side angle on the right side. The benefits of Warrior Two side angle are fairly similar to our Warrior Two. Think of my osteoblast method as you do each and every one of these poses. You're pressing down and stretching up through the fingertips. Releasing, we move into Warrior Two side angle, left side. You're pressing down and extending all the way up through the fingertips and feel how the muscle is wrapping around the bone, producing stamina, concentration. Stack the shoulders and open the chest, creating more space in the lungs, the ribs, the shoulders. Releasing our Warrior II side angle, we move into triangle, right side. The benefits of triangle pose include strengthening the hips, your legs, the muscles around the knee, the ankle joints, as well as the groin muscles, hamstrings, calves, and abdominal region. It also improves your posture. Make sure that your shoulders are stacked, opening. And releasing, we move directly into triangle, left side. While doing triangle pose, you are strengthening both the upper as well as the lower body, not only in the muscles, but also strengthening the bones. You are also stimulating the internal organs, including the kidneys, liver, spleen, and digestive tract. Releasing our triangle pose, we come to the floor and you'll need a yoga strap. On your back, we move into supine, hand to foot, one, and we move 8 times, moving the leg up and down, once, twice, 3 times, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on the 8th time, we hold, bringing the foot in towards the face. When performing the supine hand to foot, both 1 and 2, we are warming up the hips and increasing our flexibility and mobility. In these poses, we first warm up by doing a few repetitions. Then holding the pose, we stretch, stretching the hamstrings, lower back, and hips. And now placing the strap on the left foot, moving the foot down and back up. Second time, third time, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And on the 8th time, bringing the foot up towards the face. In these stretches, you won't be using my osteoblast method. In fact, it's just the opposite. You want to relax completely as you bring the strap in towards the face in your supine hand to foot number 1. And now bringing the strap back to your right foot, we do supine hand to foot number 2 on the right side, bringing the foot down and around to the right. Once, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on the 8th time, holding out to the right. When performing supine hand to foot number 2, again, we're increasing the flexibility, the range of motion. We're isolating each of the hips. And then bringing the foot back up and switching to the left foot. We bring the foot down and out to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on the 8th time, we hold out to the left. As you hold the pose, relax, release any tension in any holding, breathing into the space, and as you exhale, release. And then releasing the strap, bringing the feet to the floor, moving directly into bridge pose. The benefits of bridge pose include stretching the chest, the neck, the entire spine as well as the hips and the thighs. It builds strength in all of these areas. And as you hold this, use my osteoblast method, pressing down into the feet and then away from the midline. Bridge pose also helps to improve the circulation of your blood flow, and it helps to alleviate stress and mild depression. Bridge pose also helps to open and release the hips as well as the psoas muscle. Bringing the spine back down to the mat, bringing the knees into the chest and holding for 30 seconds. When moving into knee to chest, we are doing a counter pose from bridge pose. What this means is in our bridge pose, we were opening up the front body and releasing the psoas in the front. When we move into knee to chest, we are now doing just the opposite. We're opening up the back body and releasing the psoas as well as the lower back and the hips in the back of the spine. And then releasing this, moving directly into our Shavasana corpse pose. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself completely comfortable. You may need to roll a blanket or place a pillow under your knees for support. Bring your hands out to a 45-degree angle away from the body, rolling the shoulders down and away from the ears, palms facing up. Begin to slow the breath down, inhaling and exhaling, relaxing. The feet and the toes are relaxed. Relax the ankles, the calves are relaxed, releasing any tension in your knees and thighs. Relax your hips, and on your next exhalation, releasing any and all tension in the lower back. Feel the whole back side of your body sinking down into the ground and letting go. Relax your shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers. Releasing any and all tension in the neck. The head is relaxed. Remove all facial expression, dropping the eyes into their eye sockets, releasing any tension in the forehead, the brow, the cheeks, the jaw. Notice the teeth are slightly separated. Relax your mouth, the throat. Your heart is relaxed, belly relaxed. Feel your whole backside sinking down into the earth and letting go. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. And now very gently begin to deepen your breath. Feel the inhalations and exhalations. Begin to wiggle your toes, your fingers. Gently waking the body up, feeling refreshed, relaxed. And gently moving your body in any way that feels natural for you, eventually moving yourself over to your right side, taking a few breaths here. Feeling a sense of peace, calmness within. Very slowly begin to bring yourself up into a seated position, eyes remaining closed. Bringing your hands into your heart center. May all beings find health, happiness, and inner peace. Namaste.